I'm gonna stay here if you know
Are
you're
you a
coming
veteran,
back.
police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello and welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show as we discuss financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflict media. You know the actions you can take, how your family, your family and your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. And that is my message. I do deliver it every day. And we also know that Robert Mott is going to be checking in today for Wine Wednesday. We're going to chat a little bit about Wine Wednesday. So Robert will be checking in. And let me remind you, if you have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, RonSiegelRadio.com. Remember, that's the call anytime for assistance. When that number comes directly first, there are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, having a financing plan or plan to save money, I personally work with you. If you have any needs today, save it on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate today National Cherry Cobbler Day. I'll tell my wife about that one. She's not a big fan of the cherries. So I'm not going to be sharing Pack Rat Day. And sometimes you feel like this is the technology for. Speaking of feeling like that, holy cow, after the election, what's going on with the stock market right now? Well, that's one of the things we're watching for you carefully. The stock market, with all the scandals, mostly coming out about the president, very little has been proven. Almost everybody, somebody else is using the commentary that comes through so that we don't see the media. Media not doing their job, and I'm a big fan of the media. Obviously, I am a part of the media, but here it is, they're not doing their job. You see, it used to be, and I look at the press, but the idea is it should be responsible. And we're not seeing responsible anymore, the responsible activities anymore. I shared this with a listener on Facebook a little bit earlier today. So, and you can go on Ron Siegel Radio and follow all of the items that we're chatting about there. But here's the issue is we want the press to do the job. We want them to do what they're doing. We want them to be the watchdog, but in a responsible manner. So here's the issue, and this came up from a gentleman in the Inland Empire, the friend that works for LA Times. His reputation is everything to him. And we applaud him for that. That's the way it's supposed to be. But here's the question mark I would pose. He said he'd never post, you know, he'd always do his homework before writing a story. So recently, it's write the story first, based on anything possible, just so he can be first to market. We'll see if the facts are really there. We saw that last week when the president fired James Comey, the week before, whatever it was. There was an article attributed out saying that the president was blaming or citing his work or his decision on a report by Rod Rosenstein. Basically, he goes out and says Rosenstein threatens to quit if the president used him as the scapegoat or the firing. Comes out that the president Rosenstein never ever threatened to quit. Was not part of the process, was not part of what he said at all. The media didn't go through the account. Should they report that in the first place? I would say, you know, maybe they should report, I don't know. But what they should do is do a complete reporting. If they're going to report that somebody says that Rosenstein threatened to quit, they might also put in the same article that Rosenstein disputed that and said he did not say that. When there's a lot of these, if we talk about the issue of the Met, the press, they fall right into the trap of Russia every single day, everything that goes on. Here's the issue. So our press comes out and says that the president divulged confidential secrets to Russia when they were here. It was going to dampen our relationship with the country that provided that data. Okay, that's fair. But then it comes out that General McMaster was in the room. Secretary Tillerson was in the room. Two gentlemen that there was nothing inappropriate that was divulged. That was the original story. Now they come out with what the scandal of the day was that somebody called the New York Times and read them a memo. Now, reading a memo to the New York Times from an unnamed source is now the next biggest scandal. The New York Times, did they check to see if it was true? Do they have a copy of the report? No, they don't. But the whole world's on fire, and that's the narrative right now. So why does this affect us? Well, what's happening now is this affects you in a major way because the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 254 points. Oil is up 64 cents a barrel. Gold is up $20 an ounce because people are worried that the American agenda is being hijacked by what's going on in the media, not doing their job appropriately. Now, who benefits from this? Well, certainly not our citizens because the U.S. 10-year Treasury is down 2.24 right now. That's some good news for interest rates right now, strictly because of all of this fake news. But we all kind of report it. Just a thought right there. Watch what you're hearing. I shared this with you, my two favorite words nowadays, and they're going to continue for the time being, especially with the media that we have right now, with the environment that we have right now, is quite simply prove it. I don't believe anything that comes out of the New York Times. I had somebody send me an article yesterday, and the first sentence says, according to the New York Times. And I sent this person a note saying, I believe I'm going to read the article because according to the New York Times, it's a deal killer. The New York Times has proven that they've got agenda to dampen the President of the United States, to harm the United States. I'm not interested. I'm not going to share that information. Now, if I can find the method that they say that this is what we're talking about, and there are reputable sources that we can go by on our own, then it makes sense to go back and talk to them. If there's no reputable source, there's no way of checking, I'm out. Very, very simple. Speaking of being, how about this one? More holdover fund from the Obama administration. Chelsea Manning, the traitor, incarcerated for 35 years. The President Obama, in the last days, commuted sentence. So we've got a traitor within the country for his sex change operation. That's special because you know we have to do those things. We paid for his sex change operation, and now we're going to pay benefits for the rest of his. Think about that one. Unbelievable. Be aware, I just want to give you a quick scam alert. We like to do these when we hear about them. DocuSign is the one in the crosshairs right now. DocuSign. If you get something from DocuSign that has a document in there that they want to sign, make sure it is something that you are expecting and it is from somebody you're expecting to get it from. DocuSign is the latest to be malicious email hacking, and they're opening up the DocuSign document, and yeah, your computer is infected, and you're in trouble. Just be careful of that. Be careful of what you open. DocuSign, that is the latest coming across our desks right now. And I know if you're in real estate, if you're in a lot of areas where it makes it pretty simple to sign documents, they hacked in there, got the email addresses. Serious problems. You are listening to Ronzo Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Welcome back. It is Wine Wednesday. Robert Mott will be checking in with us. We look forward to seeing what he's got to share. Nice glass of wine. Did you see Joe Madden last night celebrating with a glass of red wine his 1,000th victory as a Major League manager? So we'll chat with Robert about that one. Selling your home as your listing pet friendly. 9 ways to lower your monthly credit card payment, simple steps to start an emergency fund, and things to know about giving or getting a car for graduation. I have to go back to school for that one. Remember, you can call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. That's facebook.com/radio on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron 101 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, N-E-S-T, 7564. Find your home before someone else does. Selling your home is your listing pet friendly is the question today. One of the many benefits of owning your home is the freedom to find your forever friend. Finding out the aspects of your home that make it pet friendly in your listing attract these buyers rather than alienate 80% of American households that have a pet. If you are one of the many homeowners who list your home for sale now, how do you stand out to the millions of pet parents searching for their dream homes? Whether a dog person, a cat person, or someone who prefers the company of another pet species, 99% of pet owners say that they consider their animal to be family. When finding a home, 95% of animal owners believe it is important that a housing community allows animals. A recent study by the National Association of Realtors revealed that there are many aspects of home buying, selling, and owning experience that have been greatly impacted by America's love for pets. This should come as no surprise as $6.75 billion was spent on pet in the U.S. in 2016 with $70 billion projected for 2017. NAR's President William E. Brown shed light on the impact of pet owners and their home search. In 2016, 61% of U.S. households either have a pet or plan to get one in the future. So it is important to understand the unique needs and wants of animal owners when it comes to home ownership. Realtors understand that when someone buys a home, they're buying it with the needs of their whole family in mind. Ask pet owners and they will enthusiastically agree that their animals are part of the family. I'm not going to give you the whole story. We'll share it right there on Ron Siegel Radio. Go check that out. That is a real-time real estate segment again brought to you by Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, TechNet, NEST, the 7954. Find your dream home before someone else does. Chat with Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Looking forward to that red wine. We haven't talked about it. I'm wondering about. Are you a baseball fan, Robert?
Not particularly, but I watch it, especially when we're in the playoffs. You know, like a lot of people.
Okay, so we won't have a whole lot in this one, but. Last night on the game interviews, Joe Madden was celebrating his 1,000th victory and ended up bringing a glass of red wine to celebrate with. So I thought it was very telling. Red wine on TV, it's great to hear.
Yeah. And so, obviously they weren't shaking champagne bottles or anything either.
So what's the difference? If Robert had won game as a major league manager, which so we know you like the bubbly. So celebrating with red wine, you have to go your way. So let's chat a little bit. Sweet wine. I know that's mom's favorite. I think she likes Moscato. Robert, you're gonna love this. I know that you've been a wine vendor in the past. I walk into Total one day and I asked for a real good bottle of Moscato. I started laughing.
I can see how that would happen. Yeah.
What's the difference of a sweet wine?
Yeah, it's definitely considered off dry for sure. Most of the Moscatos tend to lean that way. It's always somewhat of a relative statement whether a wine is sweet or whether it's dry. You know, dry being essentially in wine parlance the opposite of sweet. But actually, there are technical definitions around this. If a wine has more than 30 grams of sugar per liter, of residual sugar anyway, it's considered sweet. If it's less than 10 grams per liter, it's considered dry, or the opposite of sweet. Anything in between is considered to be off dry. So if you really get that down in percentages, which you would normally see on the label, that 10 grams per liter, that dry reference would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 1%. About 1% residual sugar. If you head down to 1 gram per liter, it's about 0.1%, and so it kind of works along those lines, but. You know, most people's threshold of tasting residual sugar in a wine is somewhere just above that dry level. So, a half a percent or so is many people's threshold. So somewhere, many dry wines end up being kind of in that off-dry range without people being able to taste the sweetness of it. So, one question, of course, is where does all the sugar come from? And the answer, of course, is grapes. The riper the grapes, the more sugar they have. The fermentation, if you recall, the fermentation process converts that sugar into alcohol with the help of yeast, and it's not unusual for a little bit of sugar to be left over after the fermentation. And some wines, especially, you know, those made in the styles purposely off-dry, like your Moscatos you're referring to, they purposely leave a little extra sugar behind. And it really, it's meant to be that style of wine as well. It kind of blends with some of the orange notes that you get on the Muscat grape. And you know, when you leave a little bit of residual sugar in there, and then you basically cap it off before the fermentation completely finishes, and you leave a little bit of gas in there, not really bubbles, but a little folliculation. You can, it actually provides that kind of nice, light, airy, slightly sweet wine that goes great, as we talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago. It goes great with your Mother's Day brunch as well. So, you know, but also keep in mind, like I say, everybody's tolerance and perception of sweetness is different. And, you know, sometimes a wine might taste sweet, but really is technically dry. When a wine has really pronounced fruit flavors and the relationship of the flavors to the alcohol, the glycerin, the tannins, and the acidity in that wine can affect how you perceive it and may influence you to believe that the wine is a bit on the sweet side. So, anyway, that's kind of the technical definition of sweet and dry. And, yeah, the Moscato is really pretty much certainly in that off-dry category. But it is a great style of wine. A lot of people love it. And, actually, I have to admit that I'm not primarily a fan for my own consumption. But once in a while, a glass of Moscato is kind of a nice thing, especially earlier today with the low alcohol and maybe sitting on by the pool or something like that. It's sometimes very refreshing.
So let me ask you this, Robert, because you have done some judging on a competitive level for wines. Do you, I mean, obviously you've got your own likes and dislikes. So, you know, you look and you're talking about this sugar raise. If a winemaker is trying to score a high mark with some of the different wine judges, you know, you get a Robert Barker or whomever, are they going to build their wine to win that competition, or are they going to build their wine to their own taste?
You know, it varies, I tell you the truth. It goes both ways. Most winemakers try to make a wine that is appropriate to the category of wine that particular finished wine fits in. In other words, if I'm trying to make a premium Cabernet Sauvignon, for instance, I would probably not leave, you know, cause not on purpose anyway, leave a lot of residual sugar in that wine. I would purposely make sure that it was consistent with the style that people expect when they buy a bottle of premium Cabernet Sauvignon. That said, there's nuance within that. There are particular winemakers who are particularly adept at making wines that score very highly with certain critics and certain panels. So the winemaker style does have a lot to do with how the wine is scored. Because, for instance, if you go, for instance, Robert Parker is a great example. Robert Parker generally, and I'm paraphrasing here, and I don't want to put words in his mouth since he is a renowned wine critic, but I would characterize the wines that he scores very highly to be very fruit forward, moderately extracted, really show off the character of the fruit that the wine was made from. They tend to be very bold and bright and young, and kind of young flavors associated with it. Those are the wines that tend to get good scores. As such, there is there's kind of a following of winemakers, I believe, that tend to modify their style slightly to make sure that it fits within that category, perhaps to get a better score with Mr. Parker. Now, I can speak from my own experience. When you're judging in a larger wine competition, and you know you're not a named critic like myself. Obviously, I'm not a named critic of any sort. I have no publication or blog or anything like that that would give me any individual notoriety. What you're trying to do is you're given a category of wines, and there's a certain expectation as far as what wines in that category are going to taste like. In other words, if you're judging Moscato, for instance, if you had all of a sudden had a bone-dry Moscato that had no bubbles or anything into it, you would probably score it very low because it's inappropriate for the category. Whereas if you had, you know, you get the off dry wines with a little bit of bubbles there, you might score them much higher because they're appropriate to the category. And likewise, like for instance, if you get Red Zinfandel and you expect, you know, a very bright, somewhat racy acidity, you expect a lot of fruit, you expect higher alcohol. And what if you get something that tastes a little green, not terribly ripe, the alcohol is muted? You might not score that one as high because it doesn't really meet the expectation of the category. So each of these wines has a category they're trying to fit in. So in the formal wine competitions, many times they're being judged against what the general expectation of the category is and how well it fits within that and how the quality of the winemaking shows through that process. And in addition, you overlay what's known as a tasting grid on top of this, which is really a formalized way to evaluate wine in terms of the smell, the weight of it, the texture of it, the structure of it, the acidity, and all those kinds of things. And you have a way of basically breaking down those individual components of the wine flavor to generally give it a score as well. So I know it's I've been very long-winded about this, and I apologize for that. But I guess the answer to your question is it kind of depends, but mainly people make wines that are appropriate to the category. And then some winemakers alter their style, I think, to particularly appeal to particular wine critics that can really make or break your business.
You really have to, because it's a couple of big wine groups, and you'll see that the wine prices will jump hundreds of the bottle just because of a great score from them. So maybe you'll have a separate label that enter in their competition or something. I don't know. One final question I have for you. Is there any relationship between the amount of sugar left in the wine and the tannins in the wine?
You know, there's no direct – well, I'm going to steal out on a limb and say this, and I'm sure that some winemaker would pop up and tell me that I'm incorrect in this. But the best of my knowledge is no direct relationship between the tannic structure of the wine and the amount of residual sugar in it. However, generally – speaking, when you see wines that are produced, the finished wines, the higher the residual sugar, generally the more muted or lesser the tannins show up in the flavor profile. So I don't know of any chemical reason or chemistry reason why that is necessarily a connection. But in practice, yeah, the tannins are usually a lot less in wines that are off dry or sweet, generally. I would put a hard, fast rule on that, but generally that way it works out.
Great information, as always. We appreciate you, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing current events, financial markets. When we come back, 9 ways to lower your monthly credit card payments, some simple steps to start an emergency fund, and to know about giving or getting a car for graduation. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegel.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegel, on Twitter @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing. missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it to Ron Siegel anytime at 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that mortgage, any mortgage, Gold Star has the programs that are available or in the marketplace for you. Let's take a look and see what we have today. 9 ways to lower your monthly credit card payments. If you have a monthly credit card payment, you could do without. Aren't alone. The average American between 18 and 65 years of age has more than $4,000 in credit card debt. And if you carry a balance from month to month, you're automatically making a larger credit card payment than necessary. Here are some common sense ways to shrink your credit card payments. Number one, make a larger payment. What may sound counterproductive, making larger credit card payments now will reduce future payments, provided you aren't racking up too many charges and undoing your progress. By making more than the minimum payment, you can reduce your overall balance and the amount of interest you're accruing. If you have disposable income, it should be an easy step. If you don't, some budget timing can help free up cash for a larger payment. Reduce credit card spending. If your purchases are affecting your ability to manage your credit card payments, it could be time to curb your spending. You can analyze your credit card statements to determine what types of purchases. For instance, if restaurants and bars make up a large portion of your credit card, you may want to start cooking more meals at home. Stop using your credit card until your balance is out of control or way over the recommended credit utilization rate. You may want to eliminate credit card spending altogether. Instead, you can use only your available funds for expenses as you work to pay down your debt. This way, you won't add to your balance, and over time, your minimum payment will drop. For many people, the problem isn't that they aren't paying money toward their balance, but that they keep charging more. In that case, should leave their credit card at home in a drawer and only spend cash until they pay off their credit card debt. Spending cash feels quite different than swiping plastic. People intuitively track their spending and how much cash is left in their wallet because it's real and tangible. Negotiate lower interest rates. One of the simplest ways to reduce your monthly credit payment a bit is to lower your interest rate. You can call your company and ask them to adjust your annual percentage rate. If you have a long history of timely payments, they might do that without much fuss. Even if you don't have success at first, you can keep calling to other representatives and ask to speak to a manager. Balance transfer, that's another big one. These are a common way to lower credit card companies offer introductory periods of 0% APR to balance transfers, which gives you an interest-free time frame to pay the balance. The APR will kick in when that time frame is up, so you'll want to choose a card with a lower APR than you currently have, and or do very best to pay off the balance before that window's up. Keep in mind, you'll likely have to pay a one-time fee to transfer. Usually amounts to $5 or 3 to 5% of the transfer amount, and there are one or two cards without that fee as well. One way to lower your credit card bill is to open a new card with a zero APR for an introductory period and transfer that balance. That's a simple one right there. Just remember though, when you balance from one card to the next, don't go to the first card and rack up the bill on that one so they double your debts. What I recommend there though is a cup of coffee every month with it, or buy a tank of gas with it, and go and use it that way so that you don't have to worry about the about that balance, that card going inactive, because you want to keep it open to keep your credit scores high, and you also want to keep your credit scores with a buoy around them. That way, if you have a hiccup at some point, you don't have to worry about it. If you've got the more cards you have, and I don't like you to have a whole lot of debt there, cards. But I one story where a person had an outrageous number of cards. I think it was like 1,500, and they tried to see what happened to it in one collection, and there was really no effect on their credit score because it was such a percentage of the overall total issue. Prioritize payments. If you've got multiple balances, strategic resource allocation can help you pay them down more quickly and ultimately lower your monthly obligations. Make sure you're making all your minimum payments on time, but put the most money you can toward the balance with the highest interest rate. That'll keep that balance from jumping up and save you more dough in the long run. Ask your credit issuer for a payment plan. This is where you're starting to get into some strategies that could have a negative impact on your credit score. If you're in serious financial trouble, you could talk to your credit card issuer about a long-term repayment plan. And that's not going to go a long way to lower your credit card bill in the short term, but it can help you default your money woes while you work to improve your financial health. Credit card companies sometimes offer alternative plans for customers experience financial hardship. Keep in mind these plans differ from company to company and may require you to build the account, which then again over the long run will have a negative impact on your score. Improve credit score. Better credit usually leads to better interest rates, which lead to lower payments. Once you've significantly improved your credit, you may be able to negotiate a better rate with your credit card issuer or qualify for other cards that have better rates. If you're not sure where your credit stands, you can view your credit scores at credit.com. For free, you can go to creditkarma.com, creditcards.com, all those different places. Paying off your balance each month is the ideal way to use a credit card. Eliminate interest, keeps you from accruing debt. No matter your financial standing, paying off your balance each full month should be the ultimate goal. Now remember, I'm a big fan of two payments per month for credit cards. Balance down as far as you can, you know, right before your statement closing date. Bring it down as far as you can, especially if you pay your bill every month. So bring it down as much as you can right before closing date, with the lowest possible you can do it before the statement visited, which is also the time they report to the bureaus. You want to have a little bit of a balance. Even $5, have a little balance there. Then schedule that balance to be paid before the payment due date so you're not late. See what I'm doing right there? Now, here's another strategy, because they only report once a month in most cases on the credit cards. So if they're reporting once a month, but they've already closed your payment date, and it's got a very high balance, a high utilization, even though you pay it off the next week, they've already reported and it's already had the effect on your score that it's going to have. So that's one issue there. The other issue that will help in the long run is setting up your credit cards to pay bills. So you have a Verizon bill for yourself. Pay it with your credit card, then go right in after that and send a payment from your check account to Verizon to your credit card to cover it. So that's helping you with making sure you're paying more than the minimums every month. And it's helping build your credit, and it's still not increasing your credit utilization. That's our whole goal here, is to minimize your credit utilization. I don't want you spending a whole lot of money or building up the utilization, but I want to give you some strategies on how to keep those cards, even the credit cards that you're not using. If you keep them in a drawer, well, set up credit card paying your cell phone bill, credit card two paying your electric bill, credit card pay your gas bill, and then go in and make sure that you get a payment to each one of them, your online banking service, to pay that off in full every month. But at least it's keeping all of those cards active on a regular basis and not in more debt. You don't even have to take your credit cards out of the drawer at that point, because they're being used for these online payments, which is going to help you while listening to radio discussion. Real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about simple steps of starting an emergency fund and things to know about getting or giving a car for graduation. I want a car. I didn't graduate anything lately, but remember, you can reach us anytime. Call off your number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegel.com. Connect us, Facebook.com/ Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Exchange without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, our solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer, I'm delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. In the mortgage today, being brought to you by AskIrisMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? Well, the reverse mortgage might be right for you. Check out. It is the only loan program that I know of where you have a variable payment. No problem whether you make a payment, make a large payment, make a small payment. Any payment will do. No problem on any of those from on the reverse mortgage. You're not risking losing your house if you don't make a payment. Yeah, you have to take care of your taxes, your property taxes, and your insurance to keep it safe. But that's just like any other. Bring the balance down to next to nothing if you want to. But you still have a line of credit in many instances if it's set up properly. You have a line of credit that won't go away. It's not subject to cancellation like other home equity lines of credit. A lot of flexibility with the reverse mortgage, the flexibility that it offers you. So look at some steps of starting an emergency fund. That is the subject today of the mortgage minute. Steps to starting an emergency fund. So what is the emergency fund? And what is it used for? What do you do in the face of unexpected expense? And we've talked about this. It could be anything from, I had somebody just recently that after some of the rains, they were driving down the road and ended up blowing out two tires because of a pothole that they didn't see. And about a $500 expense they had. 2016 study from the Federal Reserve found 46% of Americans didn't have enough funds to cover expense of $400. How'd they manage to pay for it? Possibly by using their credit card or doing the unthinkable and asking from others. It's years that emergencies are bound to happen as they do to all of us, so it's best to be prepared because one of the easiest ways to get into debt unexpectedly and damage your credit score in the process is by paying for an emergency car repair or medical expense with plastic and no plan to pay off quickly. If you have been working hard to repair, maintain, or improve your credit score, one of the best ways to avoid destroying all your hard work is to have an emergency fund you can use for unexpected expenses. Remember, it's best to only use your revolving credit or credit card for planned expenses you know you can pay off. With that in mind, let's chat about some simple steps to get you started on building an emergency fund. Number one is know the difference between an expense and an emergency. Buying a fancy dress for a big party on Saturday night is not an emergency, even though you feel like one. So make sure you are budgeting correctly and planning for expenses that you know are coming up. For example, you should have your car tuned every year. or your home painted every 5 years. These can be major expenses, but again, they are not emergencies. You need to have a savings plan for them. And the less stress you will feel if you plan ahead and save accordingly. And when the time comes to the house, you can just write a check and be done. Save up dollars. Most Americans can't scrape enough cash to cover an emergency. However, emergencies will happen because they have in the past. So it's key to have emergency plan. Start, do everything you can to scrape for your budget so you can save $1,000 as quickly as possible, that you keep in a separate of all your funds. Most emergencies, not all, cost less than $1,000. So it's a good benchmark to work toward. With that $1,000 in the bank, you'll be surprised how much better you sleep at night. Build a bigger cash cushion once you've got $1,000 saved up. Just keep going. Keep saving up, adding to your emergency fund until you have 3 months of your household expenses saved up. Once you've done that, make it a goal of 6 months' worth of expenses. Just imagine the relief you'll feel not having to worry about what happens to your job or your child's medical care, or you can't work for a few months. You'll be covered without getting yourself into debt or having to beg your friends and family for money. Remember, start building that rainy day fund. Aim to save $1,000 and keep going. It's the smartest, safest thing you can do for your family, your finances, and your credit score. That is The Mortgage Minute, brought to you by reversemortgages.com. What are some of the things you need to know about getting or giving a car for graduation? That's another issue. Number one, what is the total cost of ownership? I'll share this quick story with you. A friend of mine, when I was in college, had the opportunity of buying a very, very nice sports car, a Porsche Carrera, from a friend of his father, one of his friend's father. And the gentleman got rid of the car, his cars. He got three cars every year, brand new cars, and they got rid of it at a very, very cheap. He was willing to give this friend of mine a steal on the car. But he looked at what the cost of ownership was, and even getting a car for nothing, he couldn't afford it. Because the license of the car, the insurance of the car, was more than he could ever afford to handle. Didn't have to worry about the gas on the car, the maintenance of the car. Prioritize safety of car shopping. Safety should be top of mind. The Insurance Institute of Highway Safety ranks the safest cars in different categories, from minis to large trucks. Also think about where much your recipient will be driving. If they're headed for college or a new job in a community, they'll need a car that fits cramped streets and narrow spaces. A new college grad with a commute will appreciate a different kind of car than one whose new job requires them to be a road warrior. And ensuring that if your gift recipient is a high school grad who lives at your residence, they might get lower premiums if they stay on your policy, but whether that's possible depends on your situation. If they're headed to an in-state college or university, they can stay on your insurance policy as long as their primary residence is still your home address. Students, now you may also want to talk to your insurance people, even if they are not at your address, if you're their primary source of income, you might be a de facto liable party if something happens, if they get it or something. Get your paperwork. Seal the deal. Prepare for some extra paperwork, whether you're heading to the dealer or buying a car privately. You'll need to be prepared with the right documentation, such as the recipient's driver's license, her insurance, an IRS cash reporting form, and a security report. There you go. That's some of the information right there. Talk tomorrow, maybe, if you can, about the recipient of the car, because right now we simply ask you to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak of items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your time with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-190, 800-306-190, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. See ya.